This is an interview with Anne Bright on the future of evidence-based library and information practice. This folio course entitled Evidence-Based Library and Information Practice, previously the term evidence-based librarianship and evidence-based information practice have been used. Which is your preferred term and why?
Well, my preferred term at the moment is evidence-based library and information practice. This isn't necessarily because I think it sounds the best, or even it doesn't necessarily reflect the way I first approached this topic area. My original preference was for evidence-based information practice, largely because at that stage it seemed very important to be as inclusive as possible, and information is used in so many contexts. I think there was a hope that it could bring together some of those sort of information workers. However, at this stage, I think it's more important to use evidence-based library and information practice because it has evolved through an international and a cross-sectoral collaboration and consensus. So maybe the answer to your first question isn't that it's my preferred term, but it's certainly my accepted term and one that I've currently adopted in daily practice, even if it is a bit long-winded.
Okay. How do you think evidence-based library and information practice has and will develop in terms of publishing?
Well, here again, I think there may be a bit of a tension between how it may develop and how I feel it should develop. We've obviously seen a lot of discussion and interest around improving the output of library-related research. I think really there's two questions here. One is around improving the quality of output, so making sure that we actually have something that's worthwhile disseminating. The second question is how, once you've got those research findings that are going to be of interest to people, how you actually get them disseminated to where they're needed. And I think this is a much more problematic area. I think there's a trend to carry on with a more, say, academic publishing tradition, and this, based on peer review and traditional journal publishing, may be one part of the answer, but I think we probably need to be a bit more innovative than that, and think about how to get more practical-based synthesis of research to the point of need, and being a much smaller profession than a lot of traditional academic disciplines, I think it's essential we make the most of the resources we have and maybe look at some new models of disseminating them rather than a traditional publishing route.
Thank you. Do you think that a strong community of people that discuss evidence-based library and information practice has been developed?
Well, maybe I'm going to be a bit more controversial here and say that no, I don't think a strong community of people that discuss EBLIP has been developed, at least not universally. There's a very dedicated, committed group of professionals from different places around the world and different sectors that have contributed an enormous amount to the debates around evidence-based practice. And there are also examples where there's some very lively discussion and ownership that are grounded in daily work-based activities, and I think these are particularly exciting. But I think there hasn't really been a groundswell of popular practitioner-based discussion, and I think this is something that we still need to address.
Thank you. Do you think EB, evidence-based library information practice, is considered important when developing policy within organisations such as CILIP or the Museum and Library and Archives Council?
Yes, I think it's considered important, and you might want to see that considered in inverted commas, because there's probably been less action than consideration. So although it's considered important and it's often cited in policy documents, etc., I think it's been acted upon with varying degrees of success. I think in some cases, associations in other parts of the world have been much more active than the UK, particularly in Australia and Canada, and obviously the some of the associations in America have done a lot. But I think it's not enough for it to be considered. I think I only want to see it in policy if it's actually translated into a resourced action.
Thank you. Do you think that the evidence-based library and information practice knowledge base has improved, and how would you like it to develop in the future?
Well, as I alluded to earlier, I think it has improved, but I think there's still a very long way to go. The problems, I think I can only answer for the UK in this instance, as it's where I'm based and where I have most exposure to what's happening. But I think the problems with the knowledge base still include a lack of funding for primary or secondary research, particularly research that is based on the questions that people have that face them in their daily practice. I think with still a lack of good flexible training in research skills, and still a certain amount of poor coordination between research and practice. I think the new evidence-based library and information practice journal has helped enormously. But I have a slight worry that in practice this reflects a small increase in choice for research that may have been funded and disseminated anyway, rather than the outcome of a sudden rush of new and important papers that need to find somewhere to be published. I think we need to know more about the real questions and uncertainties that exist for practitioners, and focus more attention on getting good quality research done in the first place.
Thank you. Do you think that there is international collaboration in evidence-based library and information practice?
Yes, I do. There is international collaboration, and I think it's been a great success factor for what is, in essence, quite a small profession. Given that library and information staff are not often given opportunities to travel and collaborate, there's a danger that work can become very parochial and inward-looking. I think the opportunities that have come with international conferences and with the journal and the spread of interest across different countries has been great, and it's a tremendous privilege to be able to travel and hear about great work that's been done elsewhere and to foster that collaboration, and I hope that it continues.
Thank you. What do you see as the priorities for evidence-based library and information practice in the short and in the longer term?
Right, well, in the short term, I think in the UK, what we need is some sort of web-based, easily accessed space where anybody can help to collect questions that are important to practitioners, share learning resources, find out about what's going on, and say collate the outputs of journal clubs and research synthesis in somewhere that's easily accessible and free to use. I think that would be a great incentive for other people to get involved, and I think it could be done quite easily. In the longer term, I think one of the priorities is better research funding and the embedding of evidence-based practice in education as standard, and embedded in people's job descriptions and policies and practices in workplaces, in order to take it forward more sort of systematically.
Thank you. Is there anything else you would like to add?
Just that I think this sort of course, where people can learn at their own pace and in their own setting, but be exposed to a wider variety of other experiences, absolutely fantastic, and should be made available on a much more regular basis. I think it's a cost-effective, timely, and hopefully a sort of a good fun experience and a potential vehicle for making evidence-based practice a reality.
Thank you very much, Anne.